And welcome back to the Relay for Life of Mercer County Radiothon. Terry James here on Farm Country 102.3. And we're talking about hospice care in this segment. And I'm joined by Shelley Larson. She's a registered nurse clinical referral specialist at Mercy One Genesis Hospice and Home Healthcare. Good morning, Shelley.
Good morning.
Hey, nice to have you. Could you explain what hospice care entails and how it specifically supports individuals that are battling cancer?
Well, sure. First, I'd like to start by saying thank you so much for inviting me to participate in your radiothon.
Oh, we're glad to have you, Shelley, for sure.
Okay, so hospice is a benefit covered by Medicare A, and there are some insurance providers that do have a hospice benefit. Hospice provides nursing visits, equipment such as hospital beds and oxygen, supplies, and medication. The number one philosophy with hospice is patient comfort, and there's always a 24-hour number to call after hours visits if needed for talking through end-of-life concerns or just to cry to someone who will listen.
And sometimes that's very, very important. And what stage in a cancer patient's journey is it appropriate to consider hospice care, and why and how is that decision typically made?
Well, hospice isn't always for cancer patients. It's for any patient with a terminal illness or an illness that cannot be repaired. The decision to pursue hospice may be made at any point in a patient's journey. More often than not, when a patient just wants to allow nature to take its course, with comfort being the focus, that's an appropriate time. Typically, in a person-to-person meeting with patient and family, going through everything thoroughly to discuss how hospice will look for that individual. And when a patient makes the decision to no longer pursue treatment, procedures, or hospitalization.
And how does the hospice care address not only the physical needs of the patient, but also those emotional and spiritual well-being of cancer patients?
Hospice has a non-denominational group of chaplains and social workers, and a team is assigned to each patient. Hospice involves your primary care physician, a hospice medical director, nurse practitioner. We have music therapy and pet therapy as well, taking the time to meet the families face-to-face to discuss specific needs of an individual is key in educating loved ones and identifying concerns.
And we know that having the family involved and having that support system is really important. In what ways does hospice care support the families and caregivers of cancer patients during this time that they're going through?
Well, again, our chaplains, social workers, and volunteers, as well as bath visits, also a 24-hour number is available, as I said. And we have grief counseling for up to 13 months after a patient passes. Hospice supports the patient and family needs.
Again, Relay for Life Radiothon right here on Farm Country 102.3. And the lines are open at 309-582-5666. We're speaking with Shelley Larson, a clinical referral specialist and registered nurse with Mercy One Genesis Hospice and Home Healthcare. Shelley, when people think of hospice, I think there's an image that pops into each of our minds, and it may be different. What are some common misconceptions about hospice care that you'd like to clarify for those listening?
Oh, gosh. Common misconceptions are that requesting hospice to be started is giving up, when in reality, it's simply about making a sound decision to make the most of the days an individual has left. That may mean time with family, time at home, but definitely not in a doctor's office, an emergency room, or a hospital, where the time would not be considered quality at all.
Yeah, and what are some ways that you can tailor the care plan to meet the unique needs and wishes of each cancer patient when they do enter hospice?
The hospice team listens to the family and patient with the goal being to meet them where they are in their life. We work with them to meet specific goals that they identify as important. Examples would be graduations, upcoming weddings. The entire care team works together to assist with whatever they can do to make these life events happen. We have made arrangements with other hospice agencies in other states to care for our patients if they want to take a short trip. This helps to assure patient and family that quality of life continues throughout their journey, wherever it may be. One family had an anniversary trip planned to Texas, and hospice was able to make that happen for them.
That's fantastic. And again, I think when we think about hospice, we don't think about that being part of it. So you've talked about some of the examples, again, of how hospice care has positively impacted the quality of life for cancer patients and their loved ones, talking about making those trips, making those family events important. Is there anything else you can mention?
Sure. Most oftenly, I think what I see is caregiver exhaustion, sleep deprivation, typically due to providing 24-hour care. And once Mercy One Genesis Hospice is involved, a support system is in place with a team that we spoke of earlier that helps the caregiver learn better how to care for herself or himself. Another impact to the quality of life is having the availability to provide hospice in a patient's home in their own surroundings. While this isn't for everyone, some see it as quality of life and are grateful for our team support system that makes home an option for them.
And as we're doing today, we're raising money for Relay for Life. It's really about the community getting involved, supporting those that have cancer, because we all would want that same support. How can community members support hospice services? What role does community involvement play in enhancing hospice care for cancer patients?
Oh gosh, we're always looking for volunteers. We rely on community support through our volunteers, getting the proper information out to the community, even when hospice services aren't appropriate, is vital. With continued community involvement and education about services available, we can potentially identify more candidates in need of support much earlier in their diagnosis.
All right. Shelley Larson, a registered nurse, clinical referral specialist with Mercy One Genesis Hospice and Home Healthcare. Shelley, is there any information you can give us for those that want to reach out and find out more?
Absolutely. Our main line number is 563-421-5400. It's as simple as making a phone call, and someone can meet with the family face-to-face or give them the information they need over the phone. Again, we meet them wherever they are.
All right. Shelley Larson, Mercy One Genesis Hospice and Home Healthcare. Thanks so much for your time. We appreciate it.
You are so welcome. Have a great day.
And the Relay for Life Radiothon on WRMJ continues after this.